Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some of the common questions I get, is this a female-focused program? I'm gonna blow your mind here real quick. All programs are good for men and for women. Because we both have the same muscles. Between the Reps with Brooke Entz and Gina Chancharulo is a CastBox original, produced alongside Studio 71.
CastBox is the fastest growing and highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts.
You can listen to Between the Reps wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
What's up, guys?
Sorry. Thanks, Gina. I actually never really... Sometimes I know how to get this shit started. Many times I don't. And I stand here. I'm not standing, actually. That's a lie. For those of you guys that are watching, I am sitting down.
She's sitting.
I'm sitting, looking at you like, help me.
What's up, guys?
What's up, guys? We're back in the studio with Brooke and Gina in Between the Reps.
Who are we? Wait, who the... Yeah, okay, yeah. Brooke and Gina.
We're drinking wine.
You're not supposed to tell people it's in a coffee cup. They would never know.
Yeah, but I almost feel like I needed to give them like, you know, I don't know, give myself a fucking reason why we can't get this shit started like a normal podcast.
Or for people that are going to watch later, like, why are their teeth getting more purple? I can't even see them anymore.
Are her teeth made of wood?
Yes.
Wooden teeth. Those are wooden dentures.
Oh, great. Another old joke. Just kidding. I just said it myself.
Oh my God.
All anyway, right, guys. What are we talking about today?
We are talking about training programs. More specifically, I'd like to touch on the idea of, first of all, there's tons out there. And I'm going to focus more along the lines of like in CrossFit, because that's what me and you do.
Right.
There's a lot. I mean, I feel like every day a new athlete is coming out with their own program. Mm-hmm. Great idea, for one, because a lot of CrossFit athletes, like, what else are you going to do to make money? Like, if you got nothing else going on, you're probably coaching, you're probably writing a program, or you own a gym.
If you're smart.
Or.
You're doing something else.
Or you're probably working in, like, law enforcement. Like, firefighter. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I guess, yeah.
I feel like that seems pretty popular in our community.
I think it transitions well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time I am at the CrossFit gym, there's for sure, especially when I was coaching, there's always people coming in. They'll come into class and they're like following their own program. They're following some, you know, Invictus or Comp Train or Brute
OPEX.
Strength or OPEX or Jim Jones or
right.
OPT or whatever. I think it's OPT.
I have no idea.
OTP. OPT.
Something.
Anyways, which I have no problem with. I think that I have a program. Like, mm-hmm. I think they are very, one, it's very good for the person that's writing it. It's good for someone who has specific goals, who needs someone, a coach, who can sort of pay more attention to what they're doing, give more detail, you know, kind of put their training, their things they need to work on more under a microscope and see where they can make changes. Like, especially
right.
if
tailor
you
make it
yeah,
for
if
them.
You have a big goal for like a specific competition or regionals or whatever, sometimes, depending on the CrossFit gym you may be at, you're not going to get that much attention, that attention to detail, 100%. Here's my opinion for the majority of people that are training. You don't need There is no special program. That's what we're getting at. There's no special program. I can't tell you how many times I've been coaching, and I will have people, you know, come up in class, and they'll finish class, and they'll say, it wasn't hard enough. Or they'll start picking apart the program. They'll start complaining about what we did in class or what we've been doing or who's programming or, you know, yada, yada, yada. The list goes on. You can never make everyone happy. That's...
Yes, no.
And you know that, being a gym owner. You cannot make everyone happy.
No.
And I always say back to them, like, because we've had athletes, I know that they want to, like, go to regionals. I know, and they're not following a specific program yet. And so my response is, well, if it wasn't hard enough, like, did you get the fastest time?
Right. That's what I always think, too. I think it's funny when people complain, but they're like...
Did you lift the most weights?
Right.
It's like, if you're not winning, I mean, you have to at least give me a reason to change what is on this board and tailor make it for you. Like, give me a reason why you should be doing something different than what everyone else is doing in this class. A CrossFit gym, typically, I can't speak for all of them because there's literally thousands, but they have someone who is in charge of programming. That person creates a plan for the gym, you know, for the everybody. And it's like a blueprint for, like, maybe what we're going to work on for this long is strength. So the whole program is going to be around, you know, that. And it's going to be a balanced program. So if you're someone who is going to the gym every day, you're going to benefit from that.
Right.
If you're someone who is not going to go every day and you show up
bouncing around.
Yeah. And you show up one day and it happens to be like a deload week or something.
Low volume.
You may be like, this is bullshit.
Right.
I didn't get a workout in. But that's where you have to recognize that CrossFit gyms typically are running programs that are very balanced with a goal in mind. It's not something, it's not like going to Orange Theory or going
where
to...
Where they're all the same.
Yeah,
exact,
and it's the same goal every day.
Right. Well, and not just the same goal, but it's actually the exact same workout.
Yeah, basically.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think their programming just goes to all of them. Like, whereas each individual CrossFit gym has
is all different.
They're all individually owned. So yeah, they have different programming. Right.
But the point is, if you're not a games athlete, if you're not a regional athlete, there is no special program. Like, you just need to keep working on the things that you're not good at. And if you're not the best in your gym, if you don't have the fastest time, if you're not lifting the most weights, you should probably stop complaining about the programming.
Right.
Because you're not winning.
Except that it might be you.
You know, you might not be trying hard enough.
Yeah. Sorry for laughing so hard. I'm just thinking of some people.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of many people.
No, or there's the people that do, you know, they pay all this money for these, like, individual programs, and you just see them and they're not progressing and they're not doing any better. Like, be willing to say, okay, this one's not for me. And I'm not even just talking about the CrossFit, like, you know, the gym that's giving their programming of the day or their WOD of the day. There's a lot of people,
like,
that come in that
weightlifting programs,
buying all of these other programs and doing
powerlifting programs,
right. So those are kind of more what I'm talking about. And you see some of these people that are just, like, not doing well, and you just kind of want to go, stop it, you know, or I don't know. Yeah. Try something different.
Yeah. Because there's no, I mean, I follow a program. There's nothing wrong with someone if you want to hire a coach and have them program for you.
Right.
That's on you. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. I just want to also, you know, communicate to all of our listeners and to, you know, people that we just talked to, is if you're at a good gym, and I'd like to hope that, I would love to be able to say that all CrossFit gyms are really striving to be the best they can and balance things out and, you know, do all these things. So it should be a pretty balanced program, you know, where they're not doing too much of one thing, and they really are trying to, you know, be constantly varied and really working on hitting all of the, you know, pushing and pulling and jumping and twisting and all of these things. And if you're doing that, and if it's being programmed well, you just need to show up every day and give your 110%.
Right.
And at a point when you're winning everything and nothing, and, like, you're giving your 110%, and it's like, and you're like, it's just still not enough. then, you know, add things in or talk to the programmer at the gym. But for the most part, all programs are pretty good. All you have to do is try harder. Mm-hmm. Like, be willing to push yourself more versus always thinking like, oh, this is not this, you know. And usually I would say it's because you're cherry picking. Like, you probably just don't like the things that are being programmed because you're not good at them.
Right.
But that means you should be doing them. Mm-hmm. So those are, this is more so, you know, for people that are maybe not following a specific program separate from the gym, but more so the group of people that come to the gym and all they do is bitch and complain about the programming, when in fact, if you're not winning, if you're not getting the fastest time or the lifting the most weights or doing all this, like, you're not trying hard enough. That's why you may not be getting out of it what you would like to get out of it. You have to be willing to put yourself into a very uncomfortable feeling situation, you know, in the middle of a workout to have that adaptation and then see results from it.
Right.
And then you want to talk about the conversation of athletes that want to be on all these different programs. Right. All of the, they want to jump on, they want to jump from program to program. Mm-hmm. They think they need to be on a competitor's program, you know, and it's better to be on competitor's program. And then they come to the gym and they feel they have this self of entitlement.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I travel so much. So you're at the gym all the time and you see it daily.
Yeah.
I used to see it all the time because I was there.
Right. I mean, for the most people are pretty respectful, but you're right. Like, there are people that have their own programming and they'll, you know, you're like in the middle of running a class and they decide, I'm just going to do muscle ups right in the middle where everyone is, you know, there's a trainer trying to like lead a whole class and they're just in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
So if you're going to go in and do your own programming, you need to kind of be very respectful about who's around you.
Well, and just like, and whose time is it?
Right.
You know, I mean, even for me, I've been doing my own programming for a long time, and I travel a lot. But when I travel to other gyms, like if there's stuff, like specific things I need to get done that are on my program, mm-hmm. I will call and look for gyms that have open gym time.
Right.
I am not going to a gym and just thinking that,
Brooke Entz is here.
Yeah, Brooke Entz is here. You know what I mean?
Everybody stop. Brooke Entz is here.
You know, and like, and no. I just don't do that because one, it makes me feel uncomfortable and I would never want anyone to think that I thought like so highly of myself.
Right. Everyone clear out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is this your platform? It's mine now, bitch. Move.
Terrible.
You know, so like no. It's that or it's also usually, and this is even like an understanding with like my coach, because my coaches used to tell me, if you have a chance, because I trained by myself a lot, so it was always like, if you had a chance to train with friends, feel free to modify your workouts so you can do stuff together.
Right.
Because if you can do something with them, I know you're having a really good time and that's good for you. And you're going to push yourself against other people. That's good for you. Like they don't really care what I end up getting done unless there's like a very specific test I have to do. Mm-hmm. Right. As long as I'm training, doing something similar, and it doesn't even matter beyond that. So I follow that same rule when I travel and I go to CrossFit gyms. Sometimes it's just easier for me to just go and take a class somewhere. So I'll look up CrossFit gyms. I'll look at their class times. I'll sign up for a class and I'll go and take the class. Mm-hmm. Through my recovery, through injury, I usually will then just go up to the coach and I'll say, you know, this, I actually can't do. Would it be okay if I subbed this for this and this for this and this for this, but I'll do everything on the same, like if it's on the minute, I'll do everything the same structure as what the class is doing.
Right.
And I'll do through the same reps, I'll do everything, but I'll just do these movements instead. And I always go and check with the trainer before I just make those decisions for myself. Right. And that's just because it's etiquette.
Yeah, it's respectful.
It's gym etiquette, you know? And so talking about when people at your gym and you have athletes that are on their own program, I'm sure, I mean, even at our gym, we've only had a couple of people that have really ever done, you know, been a little not so etiquette.
Right.
But,
and sometimes it's just they don't know.
Yes. So now we're just letting you know. If it's not open gym, you do not have
run of it.
Run of the land. You do not have run of the gym. It is not your gym. You all pay the same amount to be there.
Right.
That means that gym is everyone's. That means if there's a class, that's the class's gym. So if you have a big gym, like our gym is mm-hmm. really big,
yeah.
even then, I think it's very important for you to just go into the gym, even if you know, like, oh, they're not even using this equipment today. Just go to the trainer who is coaching and just run it by them.
Right.
Hey, I know class is going on. Would it be okay if I did this over here? I will stay out of your way.
Right.
If anyone needs this equipment, they can have it. You know, and not like 10 times.
Communicate with them ahead of time.
10 times out of 10, the coach is going to be like, yeah, absolutely.
No, yeah, no worries.
But for if you assume things without just, you know, taking the time to like show respect, basically, mm-hmm. it's going to rub them the wrong way. It also does not look good to the other members of the gym.
Right.
And it just sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you suck if you do
you
that.
You suck. So, yeah, I mean, I'm on my own program. I follow that because my coach keeps an eye on what my big plan is. And when he does that and I take my focus off of like what my year is going to look like or what is the goal, how am I going to get there, mm-hmm. that gets to like take a bunch of stress off of me. So my coach does that. He keeps an eye on, you know, what he's giving me. He knows where he's trying to get me to, and all I have to focus on is my training each day. That's easier for me. It relieves a lot of stress. Within that, I still, though, am always a better athlete if I'm enjoying myself and I feel good. So when I'm traveling, if it's going to be more stressful for me to try and find time or find a place to get this very specific programming done, mm-hmm. I'm already not, it's not going to be super productive. So for me, it would be better to go and take a class, get stuff done, ask the trainer, can I sub this for this? Because in my, you know, I need to get squats done today. So can I squat instead of clean and jerk? Or, right. you know.
Or like, even like yesterday, we were at Pharaoh's mm-hmm. in Echo Park. And they were going to have classes starting at what? It was like 5 or something like that.
Yes,
we had a couple hours. Five. And so you had done all your programming and you had something at the very end, but it was going to take too long. And so you decided.
I had a bike workout that was going to be 45 minutes long and we only had like 20 minutes.
Yeah, or something like
25
that.
Minutes.
And she goes,
I needed something to be really intense and I was having a hard time picking
sweat.
It.
I need to sweat. And she goes, And I go, okay, yeah, I'm just gonna finish this here, and then I'll do something with you. She's like, yeah, I think I'm just gonna do Karen, 150 wall balls. For those of you who don't know what that is, oh, I'm just gonna do Karen. Oh yeah, that sounds a great idea. No, thank you. And then she's like, but you know what? I don't think that's hard enough. So every minute, I'm gonna do 5 burpees. And I go, okay, like 150 wall balls isn't enough. Let's just throw in some burpees there. And then one time I was like, well, yeah, why don't you just do 10? You're like, it might take too long.
Like, I actually thought about it. It's what's funny, though. It's like, yeah, you said that, and I go, well, I thought about 10, but I figured that'd be probably not enough time.
I mean, why not make it 20? Yeah, anyway,
hey,
I thought that
was
just so
funny. Hey,
why not
just do 150 wobbles and then 150 so burpees?
I did, like, one set of, like, bench press or something, and then I, like, went to, like, go do something, and you were, like, done. I was like, oh,
did.
Wow, okay.
You're like, wait, what, you're done?
That
I was like, yeah.
That was really fast.
And then we were in the car trying to drive, and my quads were kind of seizing up a little bit.
You couldn't even walk down the stairs later. You're like,
oh, but I love that feeling.
I know you do.
I do. Yeah, I mean,
and
okay.
I sat in the back of the car feeling like a fat sack of shit.
In like the tiniest seat ever. If you guys have seen Gina, she's long. She's tall, she's long, and we had this this rental car.
It's like a little
it's like an Audi, like an A3 convertible. Mm-hmm. We did never take the top down. And she sat in the back seat the whole time, and me and Sam were in the front, and she was like balled up. Like knees
like
in her
folded.
Knees in her chest.
It's
and
like
then
you had to fold me like a folding chair to
and
get
then
me
to
in.
Get her out, he would grab her hand, pull her out, and I would push her butt to push her out. Push her out of the car.
I can't make that sound.
Yeah?
I can't do it. Yeah, that was me.
Oh,
that was good.
That was really good.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. Programs. That's a perfect example of how you can change things. Mm-hmm. And you should feel good about, you know, making adjustments on the fly. I have been the person who has had a program where I feel like I cannot veer from it. Like it becomes almost like... You're like a slave to it. Like, I can't. And if I don't get it done, if I miss something, it would eat at me, mm-hmm. and eat at me. And almost like I have like failed, you know, or like there was this like sense of shame if I didn't get something done. And
shame.
Like, this is what I, okay. So a couple years ago, I mean, I'm, after speaking to my coach about this, mm-hmm. I then started to feel more comfortable with trusting how I felt or what I was thinking. But like through training, you know, 2015, like going to the games in 2016, I couldn't trust myself, mm-hmm. my feelings, judgment. My judgment. So I would call my coach, Michael Cashew. My coach now is Nick Fowler, both from Brute Strength, but Mike at the time. I would just call him and I would let him know how I was feeling. I basically would have to like talk to him. Mm-hmm. And so he could tell me if I needed to suck it up.
Right.
Or if I needed to actually...
Don't be a bitch. Like,
yeah, don't be such a bitch. Or if I actually needed to...
Do
rest.
It.
Like rest.
Oh, no, rest. It was
either suck it up,
right.
or rest. Because sometimes I really would feel not necessarily like injured, but like overreached.
Like the volume was
a lot. Like I just wasn't feeling good or I was mm-hmm. feeling sick. But I could never... I was always so worried that like, what if I'm just being a little bitch right now? And that's how I feel. And what I need to do is just get this shit done. But also, what if the way I feel is something that it's like, I should relax. Like right. sometimes you do need to take a break. Sometimes you do need to take an extra rest day or whatever. So I would have to call Michael and I would tell him how I was feeling. And then he would kind of give me the yay or nay. And what he finally told me is he was like, I remember we were actually at regionals, I feel like, and he told me, he said, I mean, like 9 times out of 10, what I was feeling was exactly what he was going to tell me. Like 9 times out of 10, what I felt is, in fact, was the reality. Like when I Which felt like what? I needed like, a
oh,
rest day,
oh, okay.
I actually, it was when he was
I
like,
I was going to
yeah.
ask you, like, what do you think the percentage was? Was it yay or nay most of the time?
Was it suck it up
or was it take some rest?
It was usually.
Probably more
like, it was
more
usually
rest.
Like take some rest. A few times it was definitely suck it up. Don't be a bitch. Mm-hmm. But it was usually rest.
Yeah.
Relax. And he would, the reason like for me, I get super overwhelmed trying to look too far into the future mm-hmm. or yeah it like stresses me out or I get a little bit anxious like thinking about how much I have to do or you know the end goal is here and I start feeling like oh my god it's so far away can I even do it or things like this so what I do is I would commit to just looking that day I wouldn't look ahead in my programming ever like I'm not the type of person at a CrossFit gym that like looks at the workout before I go
oh my god I would never I probably wouldn't go.
Yeah. So what I would do is like, okay, I don't worry about tomorrow. I don't worry about the next day. I'm going to open my program today and I'm just going to look at that and I'm just going to work through that. It's like a checklist and I'm going to check all the boxes and then we move on to the next day. And that's how I train. And that's how I really trained then too. So when I would do that, I literally would basically, once I had done something, once I had completed this session, I would like just let it go. And just fully move on, all my focus on to the next day. So much so that if I didn't write things down, I could never remember like what my weight was or what I got on this workout. Like I literally just like once I did it, gone.
Right.
Once I did it, I gave my information to my coach. Yeah. In one ear, out the other one. So that's why I could never really trust if what I was feeling was in fact real mm-hmm. or valid because... For him, he knew he's paying attention to the whole thing. So he's paying attention to what I did the whole week before. So if I'm feeling overreached, he's able to look and be like, well, yeah, that's definitely, you are.
Right?
Like, that's probably valid. Yeah, take it.
Do you remember? Take an extra rest day. I'm sorry to cut you off, but do you remember when we were in, Barcelona, I think?
Mm-hmm.
And you were given the programming and it was wrong.
Oh, and I did it anyways.
And you were so upset. You were like, nobody can even do this.
Like, and I was like, I'm going to do it anyways. Like,
yeah, I'm going to do it anyway. And you literally were like breaking yourself to do this workout. and still like through the whole thing, you're like, I just like, I don't understand like how he thinks I could do this. But you did it. And then later you found out that it was written down completely wrong. I think I can't remember what it was, but
yeah, it was like the amount. Like, it was like the amount of rounds
it was, or something like that. And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was gnarly. Yeah. Like muscle ups, and
I know I can't remember.
And sometimes, because sometimes
rope climbs.
Yeah, and sometimes though, they would accidentally plug in like the men's weight.
Oh right. Well, oops.
And there were literally times it's like I knew. I'm like, this has to be the men's weight. But then because of like how I am, I'm like, I'm going to fucking do it anyways. I'm going to do it anyways. And I'm going to be like, this is what I got. And they're like, what? And I'm like, that's the weight I did. And they'd be like, oh my God, that's the men's weight. I'm like, yep. Don't mess up my program anymore because I need to trust what you put in there.
Yeah. So now do I deserve a rest day?
Yeah. Can I rest now? Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, I love all the programs. I have my own program that is called the Naked Training Program, something that I'm doing with Jacob Hutton. And after this quick break, we will talk about it and we'll chat about some of the program that you're on right now.
Okay.
Really, just to like, it'd be fun too to be able to, let's talk about what your focus has been in comparison to what it was. Mm-hmm. And we can also talk about that for me since, you know, injury kind of changes things quite a bit. So we'll be right back. What's up, guys? You know, I just said what's up, guys, but I feel like that was kind of a dumb way to bring you
back. Guys.
There we go. Welcome back, guys. Welcome for hanging out while we were chatting. No, sorry. That was really
dumb. I was going to try to like sing something with you, and then I was like, I'm empty right now. Yeah. I can't even think of anything.
I'm empty.
Can't even think of anything.
All right.
I'm empty inside.
Yeah, programs. If you guys don't follow a specific program, you go to a gym and you're following the gym's program, quit bitching. If you're like, I don't like it, this sucks. Unless, of course, the program is kind of really shitty.
Well, it might suck, yeah.
Yeah, if that's, if it really,
shop gyms.
Yeah, shop
that's
gyms.
Okay. Yeah.
Shop gyms. If it's like, you really don't need to shop gyms, maybe before you're so willing to leave your gym and like hop around to multiple gyms, just think to yourself, should I try and go faster or harder? Maybe go more days in a row so you can kind of really get that compound effect that happens when you follow a program. Those of you that follow your own program or a specific different company's program or whatever, that's really cool. That is really cool. But make sure that at your gym, you use etiquette because your gym is everyone's gym that goes there. And if there's a class going on, just even if you're like, oh, there's stuff out the side. Oh, I know the trainer. Still, it looks so good for you and it looks really good to all the other athletes that are a part of your affiliate. Just to have respect to the coach and just go up and just make sure you say, hey, is it cool if I train over here?
Right.
It looks really good. And you're also teaching a lot of new athletes how they should treat their coaches. Okay. So it's very good.
You get one bad seed.
No, yeah.
Just following along.
Yep.
All right.
Talking on programs, I'm going to plug my program real quick.
Plug it.
We just launched a new eight-week transformation challenge for the Naked Training app. Me and Jacob Hutton own Naked Training Program. It's awesome. This program is way different than anyone that we've done so far. It is, give you a little bit of information. For instance, the program starts with a German volume training block and then goes into a rest pause cycle. 8-week transformation challenge. We've done one once before. We did that when we very first launched the Naked Training Program, and it was an ebook. And we held the challenge, and then the winner came to the CrossFit Games.
Yeah, I
remember
that.
Was amazing.
She looked amazing.
It was incredible. Yeah. These programs that we put out are real programs.
They're working.
They're real programs. When I say real, I say that because my audience and the audience that we want to reach are the 99% of people. Okay? And so sometimes within that 99% of people, we want the results, but we don't quite understand what it takes to get there. So sometimes when you start receiving the program and you're like, whoa, that's a lot more stuff that I don't normally do. That's a lot of squatting I don't normally do. That is what it takes. You see these results, you see these people, it takes really hard work. So it's a real program. And if you want, like, so for instance, if you enter the transformation challenge and you're like really wanting to win this shit, which we have 5 winners, by the way, it's just going to take hard work. Put in the work on your diet and you will see fantastic results. If you decide you want to do it, but you're going to sort of do it on your terms, whether that's cutting some things out or not being 100% on your diet, that's on you, and that's fine too. Like,
right, you're still doing something.
Do what's gonna work for right. you. But I'm telling you, it's an incredible program. It's starting out with a German weightlifting cycle. Mm-hmm. It's everything is done where we test in the beginning. So you have all of your numbers. And then as we move through the program, it's all very specific based off of your numbers, where you are at. Some of the common questions I get, is this a female-focused program? I'm going to blow your mind here real quick. All programs are good for men and for women.
You're right. Right.
Because we both have the same muscles. Okay? This program will be whatever you sort of make it. If you want to get, it can be done to get stronger. It can be done if you're like, I want to lose weight. I want to just gain weight. I want to be leaner. A lot of that is going to have to do with, for sure, the training, but really the diet. And the program is coming with helping your with macronutrients, with diets, coming with mobility videos, coming with demo videos for all movements, coaching, a private Facebook group where all of our coaches are going to be constantly chatting with you. You have to take a photo. There's before and after photos. So when you take your first photo, you have to make sure you have like a newspaper that shows the date in your before and in your after.
Okay.
So we can see that it's 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. No cheating. Mm-hmm. Okay. But so the first transformation we did, we sent someone to the CrossFit Games. They came out there with me. We went to dinner, went to a party. It was really, really fun. This time there's going to be 5 winners. First place will have all expenses paid. We're doing our very first naked training retreat.
Fun.
Yes. In Southern Utah, where I'm from. So in St. George. And we have a gym out there we're going to be training at. Also, we're going to do a ton of outdoor stuff. ATVs, hiking, boating, mountain bike riding, tons of stuff. Also, my mom's going to cook for you.
Shut up.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I volunteered her.
Whoever that is going to be very lucky because your mom is an amazing cook.
Okay. But yeah. No, she's cooking for everyone coming.
Oh, for the whole
yes.
thing. Wow. Okay.
Yep. My mom's very good at like cooking for an army.
Well, yeah.
So I used to say. So it's going to be loads of fun. I've never done anything in Utah really when it comes to workshops or things like that. So we're really excited. I'm super excited to be able to introduce like, you know, all of you to my family and to the place where I grew up and a place I really love so much. Mm-hmm. Second place through fifth place, your whole camp will be paid for, but you'll have to pay for your travel to get there.
Seems fair.
Seems very fair. This, for to sign up for the Transformation Challenge, is $49.99.
It's inexpensive.
It is not expensive at all. Your transformation can be body fat, weight loss, muscle gain, strength gains, whatever. Your retreat includes accommodations, all food, transportation, and all activities. So basically, it'll be a fee. And this is all going to come out, you know, as it gets closer. But just, I want you guys that are trying to do the Transformation Challenge to know the winners, what you could be working towards is one hell of a vacation trip / activities and fitness. And we're going to do stuff in a gym, but we're going to do so much outside.
Right.
St. George, Utah is like known for like the outdoors. Gina will be there too.
Oh.
Yeah, you'll be there.
Oh. Yeah. I don't even have to win anything?
No, you won my heart.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, as you have mine.
Yes. And then if you are already in the naked program, if you're already one of my athletes, you are automatically in the challenge as long as you get your pictures taken and follow all the rules to be a part of it. But you already are going to get the programming. You don't have to buy it. So the $49.99 is for any first-time naked training athletes.
That's really, really affordable.
Very affordable for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Super fun. So you should sign up. There will be a link down here somewhere.
I love you like this. I'm and pointing. Swipe up.
And swipe
and
up.
Swipe up.
Also, you can go to my Instagram and it's on there. However, guess what? By the time this episode comes out,
it might already be out.
We will already be into the program.
It.
So what I'm going to say now is this is still an epic program. The Transformation Challenge is probably closed and we're in the middle of it by the time you listen to this. But you can still join the program.
Right.
Because at the end of the 8 weeks, it's a continuous program. It's not something that we just start over. We keep programming. We don't
recycle.
So it's
not like 8 weeks and you're done.
No, we don't recycle.
Right.
And we have just changed our program. So whereas before, we had different programs that like cost different amounts of money, mm-hmm. which makes sense because some of them take more work on sure. our part.
Time
They're
intensive.
Bigger.
Sure.
You as an athlete, it's more days of training program, or it comes with Olympic lifting, or it comes with mobility and diet, like all of these extras, right? So the cost is different. We are really wanting to take our program, the information we have, and just what we want to do, and we want to help as many people as possible, and try and reach a bigger audience. And I understand, and Jake understands that like cost is a big deal. Mm-hmm. And it's a cost on both ends, though. It's like no one should be doing work for free. Programming, our coaches, the amount of time we have to put in just to do customer service or to stay connected with our athletes via our Facebook group, it's a lot of time. So it's tough because we need to pay our coaches. We need to, you know, it's like
right, right.
no one can live for free or work for free.
Right.
But we do also know that most people, when they're going to follow a program, it's not like a necessity.
Right.
Right.
Well, and you don't want to overprice. You want it to be available to as many people as possible.
So we are going to be transitioning from having multiple different programs you can choose from. You know, we have like Naked Light, Peaches mm-hmm. Light. We're not going to have that anymore. Already on our programs, you can choose a conventional or functional. And the program is written in a way that will help you depending on what gym you train at. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a membership-based program app where you will have access to all of our programs for one price.
Right.
A very cheap price.
Yeah.
Very cheap. And we're doing this because nothing is going to change on the quality of the product that we give you. We are just willing to take the chance of lowering the cost drastically, giving you all of the same plus more information. Not only that, but we are going to also be bringing other types of programs in, like a very conventional style program, you know, very Olympic lifting specific program, gymnastics specific program. We want to bring you all this content, allow you to make a decision to move freely throughout it however you'd like. And we're going to take the chance on making it extremely affordable and see if we can, in fact, help more people. I mean, that's the goal. And it will either work for us or it won't. But we're going to take the chance because, you know, it could be very scary for like a mm-hmm. business move. Mm-hmm. But our goal is not business focused. Our goal is how many people can we reach? How many people's lives can we change? And that is what's the most important. And that's why we've chosen to do this. And you're not seeing a lot of people that have programs necessarily doing that per se. So mm-hmm. we also want to do something that's different.
That's awesome.
Pay attention. Check it out. Yeah. So now I just want to know about, we're going to talk about Gina's program.
Okay.
Gina,
it's
just
really
tell
quick.
Me,
I'm going to
tell
you.
Tell me what you are doing now versus what kind of program you were following, I don't know, a couple years ago.
Well, a couple years ago, I was just basically just doing CrossFit, right? So I was just, you know, doing the WODs and all of that. And so, and I think I've talked about it before, as I've gotten older, I was realizing, like, it's really hard for me to hold on to my muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's a lot of people out there, they're like, I don't want to be muscly. But it's like, as you're getting older, having more muscle is basically making you look and feel more youthful.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking big, giant, huge muscles, which I still think is very attractive. But I mean, for me to try to have that, I would have to literally work out, I don't know, probably 20 hours a day.
You have to work out
a lot.
You
know what I mean? So as I've gotten older, it's harder for me to keep that. So I have been focusing more on powerlifting. I've been doing more back squats, deadlifts, overhead press, bench press. Still doing, you know, a couple days a week, some kind of cardio, you know, so I'm, you know, able to still breathe when I'm running up the stairs. But, so that's pretty much it.
And you used to do a bit more of like just CrossFit style.
Just CrossFit. Well, and for me, I have some certain injuries and stuff that I've dealt with. So for me, having really high volume of something. So like if something's programmed that's there's, you know, I mean, I would never do Murph.
No, it might kill you.
Even if it was modified, you know, just because so much of one thing for me has not been as beneficial. Mm-hmm. And for some people, you know, I know people that are older than me that are in the gym that are just killing it at those things. But for me, I've just decided to kind of go this route for now. So, yeah, I'm doing that. But I you know, I'll probably still go back and change it up. I like changing things constantly. But so far, so good. My numbers are going up, which that's never happened for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always been, never been a strong person. And I think it's hard for me too, being around so many strong people. I mean, I hang out with a games athlete, so, you know. And then also people in our gym, we have a strength program. It's called Double Strength Please that our friend Daniel does. And the programming there, I mean, girls are getting really strong.
Yeah,
doing
really
this.
Strong.
Really strong. So I am around really, really strong people. So it sometimes I get a little defeated because, mm-hmm. you know, those little bits as I'm like getting a little bit stronger, I'm like, well, everyone's so strong. You know, so people will be like, what was your PR? I'm like, I got 100 on my bench press, you know. And then I look over and a girl next to me is, you know, doing 135 for 8, like,
oh,
it's nothing,
God.
You know? And so I'm like, oh, never mind. I don't want to tell anyone. But for me, it is those the fact that I am at the age that I am and I am able to just continue to get stronger, even if it's not super strong compared to other people, is really gratifying for me.
Yeah.
So it's been a good thing for me.
Well, and honestly, at a certain point, especially as we get older, mm-hmm. The best thing we can do for our health and our body is strength train.
Absolutely.
Powerlifting.
Yep.
Like that is what the doctor ordered. It's not all the other stuff, you know. It's squats, it's deadlifts, it's bench press, it's all of these just these lifting movements. Mm-hmm. And that is like it is so beneficial for your health, for
longevity.
To do that, and you don't need to do, and it's so funny, like, I know that you're probably thinking, like, Brooke, why? I don't know why you'd say that, because you love CrossFit and you do it. Yes, I do.
Sure.
But I do believe that people need to remind themselves that CrossFit is infinitely scalable, which means if you need to pull certain movements out of someone's program altogether, mm-hmm. that's okay.
Right.
That's part of the plan.
Right.
You know what
I
mean?
And as an athlete or whatever,
yeah.
a person, you have to put your ego aside.
Yep.
Because I think that's unfortunately what fuels us sometimes also,
yeah.
is that ego to be like, that person's doing, you know, 50 of, you know, whatever. I need to be doing that too. And then, you know, you can't walk for a couple days.
I remember like before I went to the CrossFit Games, mm-hmm. Even like before 2014 when I wasn't really yet training as an individual athlete or to like be an individual athlete, mm-hmm. I would not do pistols.
Okay.
So one-legged squats. I wouldn't do them. Like I grew up very active. I danced into college, mm-hmm. and I took kinesiology for an entire year. Like I remember just not arguing, but I'm a very passionate person.
No.
And I remember being like very passionate about this with my friend Tyson Oldroyd. And I was just like, I'm not going to do that. Like the knee isn't even, cause you watch people do it. You can do a pistol squat, a one legged squat and do it in a way that is okay for your body.
Mm-hmm.
But that takes a lot of strength and a lot of control. And you don't really want to go fast because you're just that joint.
Mm-hmm.
At a certain point, it stops gliding. It stops sliding, which means it just can't be. Like, to me, I was like, it just can't be good for me.
Mm-hmm.
And when you would do them in high volume, you really are just like bouncing out of the bottom. It's just like so much force on your knee,
mm-hmm.
you know. And not to mention here, but like if you have like a valgus knee, like if your knee is constantly caving in or going out. And so I wouldn't do them. I'm like, it's just not. It's not worth it to me. I was serious, and I came from was educated in school and in dance and kinesiology, and I was like, there's no reason for me to do that. And I remember the response was, well, if you want to compete, you better learn how to do them.
Right, right.
Like, that was it.
Right.
And that was the reality.
Right.
You know, and that was one of my first experiences with, like, doing this as my sport isn't necessarily healthy for me. It's not. But that's, it comes with the territory.
Sure.
It's like playing... Well, tackle, it's like any, playing tackle anything. Football.
There's going to be a risk of injury.
You're just, it's just right. a, it's a risk and it's a, to, it comes to do with the territory.
Professionally.
And it was right. like, well, I guess you're right. You right. know? And so we started learning how to doing, started doing them more, whatever, fast forward. But that was, I was like very committed to saying, I'll never do them. Like there's no reason to. Right. So now like with my, I have, my sister does CrossFit. My mom does CrossFit. And my sister before, she couldn't afford to go to a CrossFit gym. Her husband was going to school full-time, working full-time. He's an accountant, and she was home with the kids. Mm-hmm. And her neighbor, her and her husband had a home gym, and he was really getting into CrossFit. So he would basically coach and have all, like, the moms in the neighborhood come over, and they would train.
Yeah.
So what I would do is every time I went home, I would take time to coach my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I would teach her different moves and snatching and cleaning and all these things. And then once she got to a point where she felt good, then I felt comfortable with her doing it almost mm-hmm. like on her own. Because I didn't feel comfortable in these people coaching her because none of them had coaching experience.
Right.
And I didn't want her to get injured, right? So that's kind of how we did things. It was a very good, slow process. But like I would go home for Christmas, per se, go to the gym with my mom, and I'd literally go up to the whiteboard and be like, all right, you're not doing that. Or that, or that, or that.
You've
you can
done
do,
that.
You can do this and this.
You've done that to me.
And it, you know, it's like right. I.
Sure.
It's not that I don't trust that the coach that day mm-hmm. would not coach my mom properly. Mm-hmm. It's more so that I know my mom is very competitive,
mm-hmm.
and now though, now she and she's had some surgeries and stuff, so now she's like more willing to just like do her thing, run her sure. own race. But I would literally go in and be like, "You're not doing that." And she'll be like, okay. And okay. I'm like, there's no reason for you to. I'm like, right. Mom, never do a handstand pushup. Never do pistols. You don't need to do these things. There's no reason for you to do them.
Right. Just do the modified.
And it's like, right. unless, couple things. If your heart wants to do a handstand pushup, like if that's something you want to do, you right. want to learn a that goal. Skill. That's
sure.
your goal.
That's your goal.
Do it.
Right.
But you don't need to do it at high volume in a workout. But you can definitely work on that skill and mm-hmm. build up strength to do it.
Right.
You know, and that's like the difference. It's like if you don't really want something because either you just want like bragging rights, or you just want to know you could do it for yourself, or you want to work hard on something and work towards it. If you don't have that and you also aren't working to like be a competitive athlete and need to do these things,
mm-hmm.
you just want, your goal is to be
fit,
feel good naked, mm-hmm. look good, be happy, fit, healthy, then a lot of the movements and skills that we do in my sport, you don't need to do them. They're right. they're so unnecessary. And I've been like that coach like with my athletes, with my mom when I was been coaching full time. And I never was like that with myself because I compete. And I'm still not like that with myself because I'm still training to come back and be able to do competitions. Mm-hmm. But I am way more cautious just about what I'm doing through my recovery because I don't want my recovery to be longer no. than it needs to be.
Right.
So, yeah. Cool. Hey, check out the Naked Training Program. It's fucking awesome. And you can come hang out with me and Gina in Southern Utah in May.
See you on an ATV.
Yes. See you on an ATV out on a mountain bike.
I'm just going to ride on the back of yours.
Yeah.
How's that?
Yes.
Can I ride on the back of your mountain bike?
Yeah.
I don't think
yeah.
it's possible.
My pegs.
You can be like one of those like little kid seats in the front.
Yes.
I'll just
with
do
a
that.
Helmet.
Like,
oh my God. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We can't believe we've done this many podcasts.
That's pretty awesome.
Holy shit. Remember to rate 5 stars, please.
You.
And subscribe. And we'll see you guys later.
We'll talk to you later.
We'll see you and talk to you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.